I've gone back and started listening from the beginning, but they're not repeats to me because I never heard them. So I'm only on about, I want to say episode 18 or 19. Oh. So I'm not listening to them every day or anything by any means, but I will escape into those once he does his last show at the end of this month.
And Jay, how is the tone different from going back to the really early ones to
Well, I kind of feel like he was much more apt to curse in the early ones than he does now, which is kind of surprising. You think, if anything, like, I probably have gotten worse with that as I've gotten older. But there was definitely, I don't want to say that he doesn't have the energy now that he did then, but there's definitely, his voice is slightly different. Of course, you know, we're all younger then. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a bit different, but there's so many things that still have continued to evolve from, mm-hmm. you know, it's not like it's listening to something strange and new. It's definitely got, I can see where the stuff I started listening to, where it had its beginnings and things like that. There's definitely a slightly different tone, but it still feels like Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
He doesn't have the energy now that he did that, but there's definitely likes listening to something strange and new.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2981 of the BFO for Wednesday the 3rd of July 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and we're going to catch up on more voice letters. Yes, be ready. Hello, sweaties. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Hello, sweaties. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it's hot. It's hot. Big Fatty, you sound like a broken record. Y'all, why is it that it's a broken record? Maybe a scratched record where it would repeat things, but a broken record, it would seems to me like it wouldn't play the same thing over and over again. Well, Big Fatty, we don't know. It's just so hot. Y'all, for instance, last night at 8 p.m. in the evening, the temperature, the feels like temperature with the humidity and everything was 98 degrees. Hey! And y'all, I'm just not going to get out in that. I just don't think it's safe. And that's the way the mop flops. Yes, Big Fatty, whatever the hell that means. Makes me sweaty too. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. But anyway, y'all, a couple of things I forgot to tell you about yesterday. Y'all, after I came back on my way back to the villa yesterday, yeah, I went and filled up with petroleum. And y'all, on July the 1st, the gas tax went up here in South Kakalaki by 2 cents a gallon. You know, last time I filled up, I think it was $1.99 a gallon. Yes, Big Fatty, Dr. Stone is still spewing of vitriol over that. But I don't know if that is vitriol. Isn't that the grade above high test? I don't know. Anyway, y'all, it had gone up again. Along with the tax show, $2.09. So it went up a dime. A gallon, but I would guess that's still cheaper than what Dr. Stone's paying. And y'all, the other thing, y'all, when I was on my nipple walk Monday morning, y'all, I had sent my yard man a textimonium and just saying, hey, You know, the past couple of times I've texted you, I hadn't heard anything back from you, and I'm just wanting to make sure everything's okay. You know, I'm a little worried. Big Fatty, the old people get worried. It's true. And if you can hit the villa sometime this week, I sure would appreciate it. And finally, I didn't hear anything back from him during the day, but finally on Monday evening during the CBS Evening News, texted me back and says, possibly two, I say Tuesday. And I said, well, I'm glad everything is okay, and I know you're busy, and I appreciate it. And so, anyway, that was that. But, y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, there was something in the villa mailbox. Yes, Big Freddy. Make a wish, wish it in a dream, wish it in your heart, and go. Now, y'all, I was not expecting any kind of package, but y'all, it's a big box. Big Freddy, you're not talking into the micro hoist. I know, because I went to get the big box. Big Freddy. And y'all, it is from the Robs. And y'all, it's addressed to the Fat Villa. And y'all, I'm just gonna open it up right now. It's not taped up too bad. Yes, Big Freddy, the skull had nothing to do with it, and we're just gonna see what we have in it. Y'all, I don't have any idea what the Robs have sent Big Freddy. Oh wait, there's a card. Oh Big Freddy. Oh wait a minute. Big Freddy. There's all kind. It's Big Freddy. It says Poodle Magnet. Oh Big Freddy, it's for me. It is. It says can be opened anytime. Well, Poodle, do you want to open it now? Well, Big Freddy, let's see what else is in there. And y'all, there's some more Pride 48 pins for New Orleans. And it's just lovely. Just lovely. The Robs gave us those last year, and evidently they've made another order. Big Freddy, either that or they had a lot of leftovers. No, I think these are new. These look a little bit bigger than the ones from last year. And y'all, then there's another package in here, and it says, Big Freddy, to be opened on your 3,000th show. Big Freddy. And y'all, these are all wrapped quite nicely, but Robs, well, thank you so much. I don't know what to say. Poodle, why don't we hold on opening your okay, Big Freddy. I like to have a surprise. I can sniff this. Also, Big Freddy, this is vulgar. But Robs, thank you so much. And everybody, if you're coming to Pride 48 down there in New Orleans, you're gonna get one of these Pride 48 lapel pins. And y'all, don't forget, Tamari is the last day to get the discounted rate for the registration. It's just $25 if you're staying at the host hotel tomorrow, $40 if you're staying off property, and then it jumps to $40 and $55 respectively. Yes, Big Freddy. Well, Robs, thank you so much. I'm sitting here in anticipation. Big Freddy, is that what you sat in? we'll just see what this is all about. I don't know. And Big Freddy, y'all, here's the problem with deciding to continue the little show is I'm afraid that folks are going to do nice things for the fat one. With the little show thinking that the little show was coming to an end, and now that it's not, that I'm going to feel badly.
Big Freddy, well,
not as bad as they're going to feel that you're not quitting. Well, that's probably true, too. But anyway, y'all, after I had, well, y'all, I didn't really have supper because I had eaten such a big lunch with Larry Cly yesterday. And y'all, but that evening, around 8 p.m. in the evening, it was Alex Lefebvre and Archer and Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, and myself. Y'all, we recorded the first little show, and y'all, I think it went pretty well. I've sent it off to old Crooked Hat, and he's got it, and we'll see when the hell he takes time out of his cruise of a lifetime to post it. But it's done. It's if you don't have it yet, it's not our fault. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, then after that, y'all, I was kind of tired, and I got in the in the chamber, and y'all, then I got a textimonium, and this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery
date. Yes! And y'all, okay, thank you. Yes! Big Betty, it's becoming feast again. Well, I don't know if it's feast, but at least it's a meal. Yes, Big Betty, okay. let's see. What was I going to say? Y'all, this was one of my regular gentleman callers. It's the one that had sent me a message while I was over in Hatlanta wanting to stop by, and I told him I was in Hatlanta. So, we had a little welcome home. Y'all, this is the one that loves the special chaya, and it was just a lovely welcome home event, and y'all, it was, I mean, it hits just the right buttons. Betty, we do not need to hear the details. And anyway, but y'all, despite all of that, guess what?
It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us all about how your sleep was last night, and if Whitman Tinker maybe was screwing with you, or if you got a recuperative sleep, as Lindsay Wagner might say, or if, like happens all the time, you had your grinder on and you got interrupted by a bloop, bloop, because you can't say no to a penis and get out that special chaya. So tell us how your sleep is. It's time for Fatty Sleep Time Report. Tell us about that sleep.
Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, is Digger, and with a totally original, never heard before, Bumper. And Digger, thank you so much for that. And y'all, that damn Whitman Tinker did indeed come by to visit last night. And y'all, I tossed and turned and tossed and turned. And y'all, Tuesday, y'all, with the heat and everything, I hadn't done jack squat. Big Fatty, I don't know jack squat. Is he a new listener? No. Anyway, and so y'all, now I'm recording the little show, and y'all, my yard man still hadn't come. Be ready.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi.
Gosh, it's
yes
nearly episode 3000.
Yes,
close,
it is. 2981.
I don't know when you'll be playing this. I hope you get to play it.
I'm playing it today.
So, We just wanted to wish you a very happy retirement from the little show.
Thank you so much.
We enjoyed taking part in, in Big Fatty Online these last 2 or 3 years.
And
it must be 2 or 3 years because we started our little show over 3 years ago. And I think I started sending messages into you quite early on.
They've been coming in regularly.
We are going to miss you. Yeah. I know you'll be on other shows.
Thank you, yes.
They won't be the same as Big Fatty Online.
No.
They just won't be.
No.
They're about programs you don't watch, Paul.
Oh.
Shh. Don't be mean. Anyway, we just wanted to thank you again for letting us take part. And we hope that Poodle will keep in touch.
Yeah.
Poodle, if you ever want to come be a guest on the Shy Life podcast, you'll always be welcome.
Oh.
Yes, Poodle, you would be, yes.
Lovely.
Hi, Poodle. Hi. Is Poodle, please do come and be a guest.
Okay.
Yes, it's me, Kwamity. Poodle, you are welcome to be a guest.
Oh, lovely.
And Big Fatty as well.
Oh.
Well, yes, but we have the robot Big Fatty now. Good point.
Got the robot.
Yes, this is me, Martin. The robot Big Fatty is working very well, aren't you, robot Big Fatty?
It was absolutely delicious, but y'all, it was so spicy, and I mean, it's given Big Fatty the gastrointestinal.
Very funny.
Never change.
Yeah, so we're going to miss Big Fatty, but in a way we won't because we have Robot Big Fatty now.
No, you won't miss it at all.
And I hear Robot Big Fatty
I'm not quitting.
Is going to be doing a podcast called Robotic Big Fatty Online.
Oh!
Is that the truth?
Totally original.
Yes, I believe so.
Yes.
It's going to be streamed and
do you need
it's
a
going
bumper?
To be awfully good, I think.
Awful. What is it that's on this sandwich that makes it so... And y'all, it was sloppy too. It was greasy, sloppy. It was delicious. Don't get me wrong. It was delicious. Y'all, I must have gone through 8 or 10 napkins.
Yes,
Big Fatty, what was that about? I don't remember that at all.
With the old, in with the new.
Yes.
Yes, I guess so.
Especially the old.
Oh, well. Ick, do you think you could build a robot poodle?
Oh, yes, I think so.
Oh.
And a robot squeaky kitty?
Oh.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Oh, well.
Yes.
It won't be so bad when they run
Sounds like
off,
a... Right.
Just fine.
Shut it down.
Oh, well, Big Fatty.
Uh-huh.
If we don't speak to you again,
I'm sure you will.
The robotic Big Fatty, so
it's
fine.
Of
We're
course.
Fine.
Yes.
That's the main thing.
Yes.
Yes, the listeners, they're the important ones.
Yes.
Sorry, Big Fatty, you know we love you.
Oh, we
and
do
Poodle,
know that, yeah.
And Squeaky Kitty.
Yes.
How much do we love them?
Yeah. Let us count the ways.
As much as we love cake.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, I love cake.
Don't be mean.
Yes. We definitely love Big Fatty,
uh-huh.
Poodle, and Squeaky Kitty.
Oh, yes.
As much as we love cake.
Okay.
If not slightly more.
Oh.
Let's give the last words to robotic Big Fatty.
Bye. It does kind of sound like something I'd do with a gentleman caller. But, y'all, it's kind of like a paste. Big Fatty, that sounds
so
vulgar.
True. So very true.
Oh, there was paste
Bye
last
now,
night.
Bye, Big Fatty.
Bye.
Bye, Big Fatty.
Bye.
Robotic Big Fatty is staring at me.
Yes.
That robot's giving me a strange look.
Yes. It's made from salami and they just kind of, it just spreads and y'all, it was absolutely delicious.
Big Fatty fancies you, Yeti and Gojo.
That's right then.
Careful.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye. Dear Gussie. Y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti and his whole crew. And, Paul, thank you so much for that lovely going-away message. Of course, that came in... Oh, dear Gussie. That came in before Big Fatty decided he was going to continue the little show. Now, y'all, I still haven't given the details on how the little show is going to continue. So, I'm throwing a few little hints out there every now and then. So, just keep your ears open. Yes, Big Fatty, we're keeping our ears open. There you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotsel, and y'all, most of that was the Haunt Cub. Yes, Big Fatty. And, Haunt Cub, with the BFO coming to an end, how do you think the BFO is going to be on episode 3000?
He doesn't have the energy now that he did that, but there's definitely likes listening to something strange and new.
In other words, Big Fatty, he's saying you're ready for the home.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.